السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today is our 34th part of the Nasiha, and it is from Medina Munawwara. So which places should one visit here in Medina Munawwara? We see Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam occasionally would visit Jabal Uhud. And Jabal Uhud is that special mountain. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. It is that mountain that loves us and we love it. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Likewise, when you study the various ahadith compilations, like Mustada Ahmad and so forth, you will find it is Jabalun min Jibal al-Jannah, that it is one of the mountains of Jannah and paradise as well. So therefore, O person who's in Medina Munawwara, then we should try and visit Jabal Uhud. Go make dua for Shuhada Uhud. Hamza radiallahu an, who was the uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr of all times, as mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. So we go and make salam to them and greet them, not forgetting their sacrifices as well. Similarly, we go to Masjid Quba any day of the week, but better to go on a Saturday. And a person who makes wudu at home, man tatahara min bayti thumma ata al Masjid al Quba, then he comes to Masjid Quba and reads two rakats there, kana lahu ka umratin, he gets the reward of an accepted umrah, inshallah, the hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah. Similarly, the men should visit the Baqi, the graveyard, the cemetery, and especially on a Friday, any other day is fine. The women from the hotel room, from the masjid, make dua for all the deceased. And the best dua to make is, رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِي وَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, the day the accountability is established. Similarly, we visit Qiblatain. We know Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to read Salat from Medina Munawwara to Masjid al-Aqsa for approximately 17 months, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Then the ayat was revealed, فَوَلِّ وَجَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَجْرِ الْحَرَامِ, turn your Mubarak countenance and your face to Masjid al-Haram, to Makkah Mukarraba. This is also another virtue, merit and distinction of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is sahibul qiblatain. He read salat in direction of both the qiblas, the first qibla Masjid al-Aqsa and the final qibla till the day of Qiyamah, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Masjid al-Haram. Likewise, other places of interest people should visit is Mujamma Malik Fahad. That is the Quran complex, where it is the biggest Quranic complex in the world, and you find millions of Quran Sharifs are printed there and in various translations as well, and then distributed to all those who visit Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara during Hajj time. Thereafter, a person should also try and visit the various museums. In the Dawoodiya complex, you just ask anybody, where's Dawoodiya? And then on the seventh floor, there is a museum there. So try and visit that museum as well. And there's some good things to see there. And it will revive and jog our memory what happened during the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just next to Majlul Nabawi outside, you will find there is an Asma'ul Husna exhibition and museum. So that also is very, very interesting, especially if one comes with the children. And in that way there, inshallah, everything is written in Arabic and English, so you don't really need a guide as well. Similarly, we should know about Masjidun Nabawi, that it has 10 minarets, and it is the second oldest masjid. The first oldest masjid is Masjid Quba. And this is mentioned in the Quran Kareem, لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ. So it shows the great virtue of Masjid Quba and of Masjid Nabawi. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَقْبُولِينَ. May Almighty Allah accept our ziyara. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.